with the song in my heart.
The story of men and their music.
Of composers who really had a song in their heart. Hoagland Carmichael, one of the most successful and most unpredictable songwriters of modern times. He arrived in this world in 1903. That was, of course, as an individual. He arrived as a songwriter some 24 years later, when he wrote a number we knew as Riverboat Shuffle. At the time, he was doing an arts course at the University of Indiana. A young jazz enthusiast of the era, an amazing musician named Dix Beiderbecke, heard this melody and figured it was worth recording, and approached Hoagie, as he was always known, regarding its possibilities.
You know, Hoagie, I think you've got something in this jazz tune.
Well, coming from you, Bix, that's something.
Well, it happens to be the second effort I've heard from your pen, remembered. Washboard Blues was the first, and I think it's worth recording.
Well, don't tell me your combination, the Wolverines, are going to give it the works.
Yes, sir.
And how they recorded it is mainly jazz history. It was, of course, typical of the dizzy 20s. And just to remind you, here it is.
Thank you.
shortly after this, young Carmichael conceived a melody that was to prove one of the music world's most interesting compositions. You know, some melodies become a hit overnight. Others, well, others take years to develop. This particular one happened to be one of the others. Carmichael originally wrote it as a piano solo.
There it is, fellas. What do you think of it?
It's a swell tune, Hoagie, but don't you think it's a bit on the unusual side?
Well, frankly, I don't know. I do know this. It keeps haunting me as no tune has ever done before, which is a pretty good sign.
And how right he was. Although originally composed as a piano solo and a sleeper for a couple of years, one day, Isham Jones' number one arranger, Jimmy Dale, heard it. If you possess a good memory, you'll recall that at that time, around 1931... Isham Jones was one of the world's most prominent dance maestros, and, in addition, quite a successful composer. He tossed us off a few tunes like It Had to Be You and I'll See You in My Dreams. On this occasion, arranger Jimmy Dale said,
Isham, you know that piano solo you asked me to have a look at?
You mean the one from that Indiana boy?
Yeah. You know, I think it's got something.
Well, I like the melody, but there appears to be something lacking about it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what it is. It needs simplifying. It's written for a quick tempo. I figure it should be played slowly, smoothly.
Maybe it needs a lyric, too.
I agree. I'll contact that very good lyric writer, Mitchell Parrish, about it. See if he has any ideas on it.
But whilst all these things were happening, Hoagy Carmichael was still turning out melodies. And one of his newer efforts caught the public fancy. It was that excellent song of the Southland called Georgia on My Mind. Georgia had hit the high spots. Those two Chicago music men, Isham Jones and Jimmy Dale, were still toying with the possibilities of the song, or piano solo to be precise, named Stardust.
Tell me, Jimmy, how did Mitchell Parrish make out with that lyric, that young Indiana boy song?
Well, the last I heard was he liked the melody and considered it had possibilities.
Fine. I'll be glad to hear it when he cleaned it up.
That certainly was a break. From the efforts of Jimmy Dale, Isham Jones, and, of course, lyric writer Mitchell Parrish, the song called Stardust was born. A song that has become a classic in the field of popular music.
Its sales in sheet music have run into millions.
Furthermore, as regards records, over 15 million discs have been sold. Yes, you heard correctly, 15 million. So, for a revival of one of the most popular pops of all time, Hokey Carmichael's Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation lies in the stardust of a song. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells this fairy tale
of paradise where roses grew.
Though I dream in
musically speaking, a slightly slower tempo, Hoagy Carmichael likes to recall his inspiration, Vic Beiderbecke.
You know, when I first heard this Beiderbecke at one of our sorority dances, well, I heard something. Music of his orc had that indefinable touch, that little bit of extra that made it outstanding. And candidly, I went nuts about him. It was the Southland played as it should be. You know, years later, his recording of my earlier effort, Washboard Blues, inspired me to base a song on a certain passage in the number, which I later wrote with Johnny Mercer.
And what was that, Hoagy?
Oh, you'd probably know it as Lazy Bones.
Better mind the world.
vision, her bed you keep wishing, the bitch don't grab at your lazy bone, loafing through the day, I expect to be caught, I'm that way, never make it, I'm that way. Now look here, you better mind the words I say.
You know, a hit number is a funny old thing. Take Carmichael's song, I Get Along Without You Very Well.
It happened this way. When I was taking my law degree, yes, and I eventually took it, some nice person came up to me and said,
Hoagie, I like your music.
Well, thank you very much.
In fact, I like it so much, I've written a lyric and it's all for you to do as you like with.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'll see what I can do with it.
Many years later, Hoagie dug this lyric out. But, and get this, he'd forgotten who'd passed it on to him. So what's to do about it? Go on, Hoagie.
Well, there was only one thing to do.
And that was?
Find out who'd written it. I read the words out over a national radio hookup and asked who it was who'd given it to me.
And what happened?
Well, nothing much. Except 48, yeah, 48 honest or otherwise folk claimed to have been the author of it.
And then?
It appears that some years before, the American magazine Life had published them. They were written by Mrs. James Brown Thompson.
And the authoress?
She unfortunately died before the song was recorded by Dick Powell.
To place it on record, here is the number.
I get along without you very well. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves that I recall, the thrill of being sheltered in your arms.
Of course you do.
Could I get along without you very well? I have forgotten. Just like I should, but what I have, except to hear your name, or someone's laugh that is the same, but I've forgotten you, just like I should.
What a God.
What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you. Perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into. Yes, that would surely break my heart into.
And on the personal side, what do we know about this fellow, Hoagie Carmichael?
Well, for a start, he's a family man, wife and two children.
Married when?
1936. And he hasn't forgotten that early influence. One of his two boys is named Hoagie Bix Carmichael.
After the old maestro Bix Beiderbecke?
Naturally.
Which I think, from this very successful man, is a high compliment. In addition, of course,
Carmichael is one of the most successful men in the United States of America.
He's a movie star.
A radio star.
Plus this fact, he is one of America's most popular composers. But he's still a very human guy.
Yes, he wasn't ashamed to learn music some 2 or 3 years ago.
Are you being facetious?
No, on the contrary. You forget, there is a vast difference between a musician and a composer. One creates, the other demonstrates.
Which, whichever way you look at it, appears to be a perfect combination. Anyone know anything else about him?
Only what that recent article in the Saturday Evening Post had to say.
And that was?
He still likes to cut his own kid's hair.
He still possesses a voice like a Ross.
He is 5'7" high, speaks with a nasal drawl.
And from what I can gather, is a nice man to meet. His melody seemed to prove it, too. So for our finale, a medley. And what a medley of Hoagy Carmichael hits. Take it away, William Flynn, to Carmichael.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. He's a doctor, lawyer, or Indian too. They love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor flowers when the boys are out.
Love you any more than I do. Small fry strutting by the pool. Small fry could be in the schoolroom. My boy put down that cigarette. You've been a grown up high and mighty. Pecking all day long to some old radio song. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You better listen to your boss and someday practice the law, and then you'll be a real success. Yes, small fry, and you kiss the neighbor's daughter.
Buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight?
Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me?
We're as happy as a Christmas tree. It's for the one I love.
I'm gonna pop with a question. First question. Do you now and do you too? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight, keep a brushing those clouds from sight.
Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you tell me when I need you most. Hang a moon above a kitchen post, kiss me to the one I love.
You can if you try, don't tell me no lies.
Will you be mellow and bright tonight?
Buttermilk sky.
Oh, buttermilk sky.
Oh, I dream.
and we conclude still another episode of our stories of men and their music. The artists depicting the Carmichael story were Douglas Kelly, Robert Peach, Mary Disney, George Randall, Joan Clark, Max Blake, and the Keenan. Your narrator was Kevin Brennan. The orchestra and vocal ensemble were under the baton of William Flynn. For The Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.